3. The Experience of War. As probably was the case for every German, the most unforgettable and exciting time in my life had begun, Hitler wrote rather melodramatically in Mein Kampf. Everything previous paled into nothingness compared to the events of this giant struggle. The First World War was Hitler's defining experience and Marx's caesura in his life. Having failed to achieve his lofty artistic ambitions, after 7 years of privations, disappointments, and rejections, the 25-year-old loner finally thought he had found a way out of his disoriented, useless existence. Hitler would never have developed as he did had he not fought in the First World War, and it was the war that made his political career possible in the first place. On 28 June 1914, when Hitler heard the news that the Austro-Hungarian heir to the throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, and his wife had been assassinated in Sarajevo, he was sitting, as was his wont, over his books in his room on Schleißheimerstrasse. Given the tense situation in Europe, and in particular the drastically deteriorating relationship between Austria-Hungary and Serbia over the previous years, Hitler had no doubt that a stone had begun to roll, and there was no stopping it. He was hardly alone in thinking that a major European conflict was inevitable. People all the way up to the highest echelons of political and military power in Wilhelmina, Germany, shared that view. In point of fact, however, war could have been averted in July 1914, had the Reich leadership in Berlin, urged on by military commanders, not decided to use the assassination as a pretext for a test of strength with the Triple Entente of France, Britain, and Russia. The aim was to drive apart the powers encircling Germany and alter the European balance of power in the Reich's favor. On 5 and 6 July, not only did Germany assure its ally, Austria-Hungary, of its complete support in the event of military action against Serbia, Berlin also encouraged Vienna to respond quickly and with determination. Chancellor Theobald von Bethmann-Hollweg was all too aware that Germany was incurring a tremendous risk in issuing Austria-Hungary such a blank check. Military action against Serbia could lead to a world war, he admitted.